Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively no longer in the studio. We're here at Cooper's North. We are in beautiful Mays Chapel, Timonium. It's so lovely out that I let my hair down. I'm getting this close to a cup of Super Bowl. Concluding for the second annual week. We've had a great week here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the scratch-offs for the lucky Magic 8-Ball. I've been rubbing the Magic 8-Ball. I'm hoping at some point they bring me gumbo for that here at Cooper's North. Also, our friends at Wise Markets and our Wise Conversations, very appreciative of their sponsorship as well. Big week around here. We've talked about a lot of things. Cancer, things that make me cry, children, do-gooders in the community, food, Maryland Food Bank, of course, our friends at For My City doing food, all of that. I haven't done animals yet this week, and I invited Kate Pica, my dear friend from Barks. My kitty cats both came from Be More Humane out on Nicodemus Road, out in Ramstead. So I've had on feline rescue from Carroll County and Harford County with some Dundalk friends of mine last year. So I've done a lot of different groups, but this is one group that I have not done, Reed's Rescue, and this is why I like social media, right? Because I shouted out last week, I'm like, hello, does anybody know of a group I have never heard of doing good things? And I don't know who recommended you. I can go back through the timeline, through all the bile of the new guy running the country and all the crap I have this week and all the Justin Tucker and all of that, and find out who recommended you. But I don't know how she got here. And we're going to do dogs mainly. But, Kate, you know I have a cat, right? So I'm a cat person, but you do not just dogs. I said, she does dogs. You're like, no, it's special. You do?
We do senior and hospice dogs specifically.
So. Well, what does that mean?
Sure. So dogs over the age of 8 or any dog that has a poor health prognosis from area shelters, we pull them into foster homes, hopefully get them into their adoptive homes to live out whatever time they have left, basically so they don't have to live out in the shelter, and they're the most overlooked dogs usually to get adopted. So we try to showcase them as what they're capable of still in their last years of life.
If my wife hit the lottery, I don't mean $8,888, but if my wife hit the big one, and she's trying. I mean, believe me, every time Mega Millions or Powerball, I tell John Martin, and we're involved with the lottery, if she hit the big one, she would probably move to a full blue state somewhere on a hill and just have land and invite the animals. And I don't mean domesticated animals.
Right.
I mean raccoons, squirrels, deer, fox, woodpeckers. She feeds the entire forest. She feeds the land. She loves animals of all kinds.
Sure.
But the senior dog thing, she'll be volunteering for you by the time she hears the end of this. So,
perfect.
Kate Bell's here. It is Reed's Rescue. Why Reed's Rescue? Give me the lowdown, and I see the doggy paw and all of that. And how long you've been doing all this kind of work?
Sure. So the name is actually very Baltimore-based. It is named after our dog, Reed, who is named after Ed Reed. So we are
Reed.
Exactly. My husband wanted to be able
to. Does Ed Reed know about your gig?
He does not, no.
What?
We've tried. We've tried to get to reach out
what?
To him, but yeah.
Hold on. Hold on a second. We're going to take a picture here.
Perfect.
And I'm going to send it out right now, and I'm going to make sure Ed Reed at least gets it, if nothing else. There you go. Reed's
Love
Rescue.
It.
I had no idea. So what?
Yeah.
So this is a recent foundation then, right?
It is. We started in August of 2022, so we're just about 2.5 years old. And
so you didn't really name it after Ed Reed. Your dog was named after Ed Reed.
Correct. Our dog was named after Ed Reed when we got him
in 2013.
So tell
me about Reed and why you didn't name him Ed. Did you call him Ed?
Because my husband wanted to be able to yell Reed to him is actually why he was named that.
All right. Well, it's
Purple Friday. In 2013.
Friday,
so, yeah.
I should have given your husband a copy of Purple Rain, too, so you
right.
could read that.
Oh, he would have loved it, yeah.
Well, it's got a happy ending, and yeah. Ed Reed was a big part of it.
Yes.
And it happened in New Orleans.
Yeah.
The gumbo's better here at Cooper's than it was in New Orleans.
Oh,
I'll tell you that right now.
I'll have to try it.
So I'm a cat person, and our second cat's Nala. She has a lot of names, right?
Sure. So do our dogs, yeah.
So when we adopted her, she was as big as this lottery ticket. I mean, she was just fit. She was this big when we adopted her, and she had just gotten fixed. She had a little cone on her head because she had been fixed, and they didn't want her poking. And we put her on my lap out of Nicodemus Road. We drove downtown 45 minutes. She never moved. She's the sweetest little thing. And we had a cat who died that we adored, and it was very sudden and very awful. and this cat slept above us, on the pillow above us at night. Don't get me started. I haven't cried all week.
Don't start
they
now.
They didn't make me cry on sick kids. Don't you dare. So our cat died the week that the Ravens played in Wembley. We left and our cat died on the internet from Paris on a phone. Like, it was the worst thing ever.
Sure.
So we came home and we had to get this new cat. And we're home. We're heartbroken, but we have this little cat. And she's nothing like the other cat. She is now. But as a kitten, it was like, my wife's like, a kitten? You really? And I'm like, she kissed me on the nose.
Yeah,
what do you want?
That was
when
it.
She kissed me on the nose at Baltimore Humane Society. I'm like, that's it.
It's she chose you.
So we took 100% to this day, and I'm number two. She loves my wife more than me. So we bring her home, and she was running around, and she was so little. And I'm like, where is that little booger? You know, I started calling her that. And then we started calling her Bugs, and now she looks like Bugs Bunny a little bit. She kind of has a, what's up, Doc? Like, she looks like she's going to have a carrot. So we just call her Bugs or Bugs or Bugs Bunny or
whatever comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. So we love our animal. If you love animals, the thing that breaks my heart, and they try to do this at Barks every day, and maybe because I'm an animal softie or whatever, it shows up that Miss Myrtle here in Mays Chapel has a dog right here in the behind here in the senior center, and she dies and leaves behind a 11-year-old beagle, right?
Yeah.
Or what, you're right. I mean, this happens so often, and these dogs wind up in shelter. I mean, sometimes kill shelters, God forbid. And I know you'll speak out about all of that, but animals are just awesome. You know, you have to be stable and have your ish together to have one. There's commitment that, as a young man, you know, was. But there's something irreplaceable that I wouldn't have known about had I not known about it. And I grew up with pets, but they were just pets then. That as you get older and your wife's in the hospital and you got a cat home, they become like beyond family.
Oh, for sure. It's a family member
family.
And then
yeah,
some.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So you get these animals that have had a story, right?
Yes.
They all have a story. And a lot of them, in your case, probably aren't abuse and things like that, right? They're probably just bad situations for the animal in the end, right?
For the most part, we do get a lot, to your point, of owners that either have to be put into hospice or pass away or get into assisted living and unfortunately can't take their dogs with them. So there's a handful of those that we take in. And I will say, though, to your point, though, dogs are resilient. I mean, some of the ones, we do take in some strays. We found some with their teeth completely filed down with chains around their neck that are 11, 12 years old that are running around the streets of Baltimore. So we'll take them in, too. But they're resilient. I mean,
how many dogs do you have at a time?
About 25 in foster homes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have families that care for the dogs.
We do.
And give love. Basically, that's the job.
Yep.
Jobs eat, feed, love,
yep.
Hang. And all of these dogs, for the most part, are perfect dogs.
I would say. And the thing about seniors that I love, they're pretty chill. You're not getting a puppy. You're not getting a kitten. For the most part, they're potty trained. You know their personality. They're pretty lazy.
You figure them out pretty quickly?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They settle right in with the senior dogs. But yeah, they all go into foster homes.
Well, especially when they're getting what they need.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All they want is love.
Yeah. If they get the space, the love, the food, and the hang, then you make a new friend.
Yeah. They figure out who feeds them real quick.
So how does this work for, I mean, I know what you do, but tell me what you really do in that. We're trying to get people out here to maybe help you foster, adopt a pet, like along the lines of a pathway to, I don't want to call it ownership, a pathway to family member. How about that?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I will say, and a lot of people, you know, with working full time and having families and kids in sports, which we don't have kids, but I get we have friends with kids. A lot of people say they don't have the time to foster or adopt. One thing that we desperately need is dog sitters. So if anyone wants to take a dog in just for a weekend to give the foster a break, or they're going out of town, take a dog for like 2 or 3 days. You kind of get your dog fix. They go back to their foster. You have an end date in mind that you're not kind of stuck with them long term. One thing that we're always looking for, and transport help. So people just to drive dogs from point A to point B. So then you kind of, again, get your dog fixed.
Well, then
you
can walk them,
trip.
Too.
Yeah,
walk,
yeah, you can walk them, for sure.
Yeah, dog walking. I mean, that's my wife loves doing that. Her and her sister did this kind of work in New Hampshire during Christmas. She came home. She's like, I walk dogs. My sister and I up the street. So somebody like you in New Hampshire, cold as hell. I ain't walking no. I walk dogs in Florida. I ain't walking no dogs in Timonium in January. You know, walking
inside.
Over the
ice, yeah.
Inside. Walking at the mall, something like that. But Kate Bell is here. She is with Reed's Rescue. If you just joined us, Reed was a dog named after Ed Reed. So it's sort of the 20 Rescue Foundation. I can't believe Ed Reed doesn't know about you.
Yeah, we've done a couple shout-outs, but I don't know if it's reached him yet. So we're working on it. If you can help.
Yeah, I know Ed Reed, yeah. So I probably can help. I think I can help. Yeah. I know his agent. Eunice, you better reach out to these people, dog. I mean, I'm going to find you, Glenn.
We have lots of great pictures of Reed in his Ed Reed jersey, too, so happy to share them.
Well, Glenn Eunice runs his foundation, so I don't think there'd be any problem finding him.
Perfect.
Y-O-U-N-E-S. I think that's it. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Glenn, two N's.
That
yes.
Works.
Good man.
Yeah.
Glenn Eunice. Hi, Glenn. Help these people. Do something. I want a picture with Ed Reed with these dogs or something like that.
We have plenty he can get pictures with.
So you're Raven family?
We are, yes.
Are you Raven?
I am technically.
You're not. What are you?
Eagles.
Well, you should be celebrating. What?
I am. I'm very excited for Sunday.
Your eyeshadow green? Do you want it? Where's
no.
all the green? No?
I went just full Reed's Rescue today, but don't worry. Sunday I'll be decked out.
Where are you from?
Allentown area.
So you're not one of them. You're really not. You're where the nice people are from.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a nice Philly fan.
I fell in love with a girl in Allentown one night in a bar in Ocean City in early 90s, you know.
Oh, nice.
Well, I mean, Billy Joel thing. No, it was not you. Living here in Allentown.
Yeah, the Billy Joel song, yeah.
I went to Bethlehem. Does that sound right?
Sure.
I've been to Allentown. I don't want to tell you why because I just can't tell you on the air. I've been to Reading, too. I can tell you. I know why I was there. They have an arena there, and I saw Def Leppard there. I saw the Eagles. I saw the Eagles in Reading.
Right.
In that Reading Royals arena, you know what I'm talking about there. So Allentown I went to once, my buddy Kevin Eck. But I went to Bethlehem last year to see the Black Crowes.
Okay.
And they have built an entire entertainment thing into what used to be the steel plant, right?
Yeah. I actually had a girlfriend that had her wedding
can
reception
you
there.
Explain. Nobody told me about this. And I said to my wife, do you have the Black Crowes? I went to New York to see them. I'm like, we'll just do it as a Friday night. I'm like, it's just, and I go to the outlets up there, buy these nice Robert Graham shirts what's the name of the town where they make the beer? What the hell? Pottstown.
Oh, yeah.
Pottstown. So, not Pottsville, Pottstown. So, Pottstown's like near there, and I went up, and I swear to you, I didn't Google it other than the venue and the ticket or whatever. And we pulled into Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. My dad worked at Bethlehem Steel for 27 years, right?
Interesting, yeah.
And Sparrows Point, right? We're Baltimore people.
Right.
And so, I didn't put Allentown, I think, well, we're living here. And Bethlehem is, oh, little town, I'll be Jesus. I didn't think Bethlehem, Pennsylvania and Bethlehem Steel, even though every paycheck my dad ever came home with, every pension that my mother never got, was from Bethlehem. So all of that, but you pull up, and it's like an engineering, it's a crazy thing.
It still looks like the steel stacks. But there's like a casino and a venue and it's kind of crazy.
A mall. Yeah. It's like a thing, you know?
They made a whole thing out of it.
It's something everybody should see.
Yeah,
that's
I do
all
agree.
I'm saying.
It's cool what they did with it.
So
I definitely agree.
You're from that part of the world. Yeah. And that part of the world is all fillied up and all that. But you all are like nice people.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I mean, it's like it's.
We're not all mean.
Yeah, it doesn't have that Philadelphia thing going on, but it is a Phil. It's all, I mean, Taylor Swift's from your part of the world, right?
Yeah, like Reading area. Why am I missing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You say, I don't know how to pronounce it. Why am I missing?
Why am I missing? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You can work on it.
I'm working on it. Yeah. So trying to get down with it. So your dogs, they call you, they email you. Give everybody action items for what happens if they have a senior dog, know a senior dog, want to walk a dog, want to adopt a dog, anything they want to do with you. How do they find you? And what does that pathway look like?
Yeah, for sure. Our website's pretty easy. It's reedsrescue.org.
That's like Ed Reed, not like Andy Reed.
I was going to say, for those not from Baltimore, it is R-E-E-D-S.
It is
Ed Reed. So our website has all of our volunteer opportunities, all of our applications to dog sit, dog walk, foster. We have a bunch of really fun events coming up in the spring. We have a bingo at the end of March. We have a big pickleball event that we do
at
the
pickleball.
End of May.
That's my new thing.
You're not getting into it.
All during the 90s, everybody was like, you want to be on my fantasy team? Now that I'm old and I look kind of athletic and sexy, I have a bad back. I was a great tennis player, but I ain't playing.
Oh, were you?
No, I ain't playing.
I coached tennis at Garrison Forest, too.
I ain't playing. I'm not doing
it. You're not playing tennis either?
Anything that's going to involve me doing this, whether it's baseball, because I did this my whole life, and then I did tennis, and then I learned golf, and I hated it. And anything that involves this for my L3 and L4, I don't do. So that's,
pickleball involves that.
Thank you,
so.
Planet Fitness. Yeah. Thank you to Brian Baldinger. I do. I'm a hot yoga guy.
Oh,
so
that's fun,
I do a lot of hot yoga. Yeah. So that's my thing. But that does not involve that.
Right,
that
twisting, yeah.
I just can't do it, and I don't want to get hurt again.
Yeah, that's
right.
Then you can't do this.
Everything hurts.
Yeah, then everything. Yeah. Then you're out for.
Well, I had
gym,
that
yeah.
2 year period where sitting hurt.
Yeah.
And standing hurt.
Right.
And laying hurt.
So what do you
do? Standing hurt, sitting hurt. You did yoga, and now nothing hurts.
Right.
Yeah. Now I'm ready to help you with your dog.
So now you're good. So now you can dog walk. That's not too much twisting.
Maybe on a spring day.
I could do.
I like dogs.
We'll
I'm
a small
fine.
Dog.
I don't dislike dogs. I just have a cat, and I have a business, and
yeah.
I'll give you
and
my
it's
wife.
Cold out.
My wife,
perfect.
This is what she does. She's
we'll take her.
She could be a Reed's rescue person. All
love
right,
it.
So I'm going to pretend that people that are listening aren't listening. We're going to do the ch-ch. So by the time this airs on the radio, you're either going to be greasy from the front from climbing poles up there in Philadelphia, right?
Right.
And drunk from Schmitz or whatever you people drink up there now. I don't know. I keep calling you people like you're from Philly because you're really not. You're one of the nice ones. I love Philly. I go up all the time. I'm a Philly guy. I was an Eagles season ticket holder from 1986 to 19. Well, we had our team stolen here. You're aware of that, right?
Oh, I'm very. Right. My husband still doesn't like Mayflower trucks.
Got it. So yep. We have that in common as well. So the Philadelphia thing, like, I hate the Flyers always. Phillies, I've been a Phillies fan at various points, and y'all have won.
Yeah.
And Schwartz won. I was at the Eagles. I was up all night with the Eagles the last time they won a Super Bowl. I was at the team party, I pissed with Jason Kelce, the whole deal.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah. So, like, I did that because right. I had a lot of friends in that organization. And Joe Douglas was wrong. I mean, I have pictures with your trophy, your party.
Woo-hoo!
It's 4 degrees out. It's Minnesota.
But I'm going
to
celebrate.
We almost missed the flight home. We had to take the family bus out. We had a 6 a.m. flight. Pika was waiting outside the courtyard in Bloomington with our luggage. Like, get out of here. You're going to miss your flight.
You
I'm like,
go.
But we partied with the Eagles. The world. I got pretzels. They gave me pretzels to go in bags. I don't.
That sounds about right. That's.
They can win. I mean, you already won. Well, you know, it's not. You're a Phillies fan too?
I am.
They won.
Yeah.
Right? Sixers,
they did.
They're never going to win. But that's fine.
They'll say they're never going to win.
Flyers, I hope they never win.
They're probably never going to win either.
Good.
They've been relevant, I feel like, since the 80s. It's
what's that grumpy character they have there? What's his name?
Gritty. I don't even know what he is. So.
Well, the Fanatic's the greatest mascot in the history of sports.
Oh, I do agree with that.
And then
100%.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
No one can ever beat
and
the Fanatic.
And I've had the San Diego Chicken on my show, and I would tell him that the Fanatic was
still,
better.
Yeah. You can't beat him. And he's been around forever. So it's one of those staple things, too.
There's a point, and I haven't admitted this. You're the first, I think you're the first Eagles fan I had on all week. I haven't had Cheryl Laird on or John Collingsworth or any of my other Eagle people.
Yeah.
And they're not even from Philadelphia. They're from, like, Dundalk.
No, see, at least I'm from PA.
Yeah,
so yeah.
If you're from Philly, I get it. I want to, let me see if I can take a drink and say what I want to say here. I'm not pulling for you. I mean, I was going to say, I hope. I don't. I don't really hope Kansas City wins.
Right.
I hope Buffalo. Can Buffalo still win? No.
No, yeah.
Well, they are not going to win.
They're not. That's not a possibility.
All right, give me a hard enough time.
That's
best cheesesteaks in town are over at Pizza John's. I'm going to tell you that right now. So get on over there and check that out.
Good to
know. Philadelphia girl. Allentown, the pride of Allentown, doing it here in Maryland. Reed's Rescue for dogs, senior dogs. And I don't think I need to tell you. You know dogs. You know senior dogs. Take good care of them. Take good care of these folks here. And I'll try to get you to Glen Eunice so Reed's Rescue can. I mean, you deserve a picture with that Reed.
I feel like just one.
He should visit the dogs. Yeah. I think he loves dogs.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think
right.
He was on those, like, show your soft side pictures when they always
do
that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was on that. Yeah.
Well, Johnny Rollo was one of my Dundalk bunkies.
Oh, yeah.
They don't invite me to do that because I don't have a soft side. You know?
You can do the cats, though. Don't they do that, too?
Oh, I've offered. I've,
yeah.
I'd
love they still say no?
Yeah. You know, I promote. I had them on last year, show your soft
really?
Side.
Yeah.
They were. I had, like, four animal organizations last year.
Oh, okay.
There's a group, I don't want to get names wrong, there's a group, a feline group in Carroll County, or excuse me, in Cecil County, and then there was a great group in Essex doing a lot of the work you're doing.
Oh, cool.
Senior dogs, and trying to adopt them.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get them adopted out. So
sure.
It's very important.
Yeah.
We love animals.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. I love my cat. All right, it's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. The Magic 8 Ball, I'm rubbing it for good luck. You get number 40. There
cool.
You go. I feel like I should give you number 20, but I already gave that one out.
No, that's
for
right.
Ed Reed. Oh, it's 20 times 2. It's 40.
Oh, there we go. That works. So it's like
all
two
right,
Ed Reeds.
So Ed Reed's has to do it twice. There you go.
Yeah.
We only won one Super Bowl. I wish you would have won two.
Yeah.
That was
I was
Philly
actually, I was banking on an Eagles-Ravens Super Bowl. That's what I was banking on.
How was that
going
to go in your house?
It was going to be interesting.
For the loser or for the winner?
I think for either one, but
well, you both have won Super Bowls now.
We have.
Let the Bills win. I am Nestor. We're at Coopers. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Wise Markets. We're doing this for the Maryland Food Bank. I've got bags of food over here. I'm going to start getting the bags and hold them all up for everybody. It's all for the Maryland Food Bank. Big thanks to them. Also, our friends at Catonsville Emergency Assistance. Yesterday, I had Caitlin on. They're doing great work over there, doing this kind of work in the community to feed people. I have Sheila Colson here. She is with Stan Stock. Stan Gibson's one of my oldest friends in the entire world. And Stan Stock is a legendary music event that happens each September on the east side of town. I've been involved with it for many, many years. Stan is physically unable to join us. Stan, you know I love you. He's down at the beach. Stan has been incapacitated for a number of years in different ways. We always take care of Stan and give him love. Stan forever. So when I get Sheila on here, we're going to talk about Stan. I'm going to try and not to cry for the 45th segment this week. Back for more from Coopers. It's a cup of Super Bowl. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.